This is not your first time here. You know the rules. You have 60 seconds for each question. Isn't it more reasonable to focus on information instead of time?
If you don't want to be timed, you can go to our other videos. This is cross-questioning. What is the difference between atheism and agnosticism?
There are basically two differences. While atheism firmly defends the non-existence of a creator, agnosticism stays more in the center. That is, by saying we cannot know for certain either its existence or its non-existence. They describe it as unknowable. They say that the reason for not knowing is that they cannot observe it physically. However, people believe in many things that they cannot see. For example, compassion. Everyone believes in it, but no one observes it as something concrete. The same is true with notions such as justice, brotherhood, and friendship. These are concepts that we cannot see, but we believe nonetheless. In fact, all of us believe things that we do not see, but they have doubts about the Creator. For this reason, we can say that agnosticism is wrong. Why? Because there is a lot of information out there. For example, when a police officer does an investigation, he collects evidence, right? For instance, he looks at footprints and collects fingerprints. After seeing hundreds of pieces of evidence like this, he won't say, "I did not see the criminal, therefore he doesn't exist, and the evidence means nothing because we will never know." Instead, he would make a rational deduction after seeing the evidence. Then he can find the criminal himself based on the evidence. So if there is knowledge, then uncertainty disappears. Why can't you stay in the middle?
Isn't it a logical answer to say, "I don't know"?
No, because an attribute does not stay in the air. When we see an attribute, we must give it to its owner. For example, if we go to the seaside and see the sun shining on the water, we have to attribute the glow to something. So we're going to attribute it to the sun. We'll either say it's the shining of the sun, even though we don't see it, or we accept a source such as the sun in all of those water particles. Well, now, this is not something you can stay in the middle for. Similarly, when we look at the universe, we see that atoms are at work everywhere. But when I examine the atoms, I see that they do not have the attributes. For example, an atom does not look like what I see, and an atom does not sound like what I hear. Well, I can't leave these attributes in the air, but if I can't see those attributes in atoms when I examine them, which I don't, then I'll say, even if I don't see it, I have to accept that there is an entity behind it, an entity who has these attributes, a creator.
Isn't agnosticism more fair than other faiths?
At least they say that they don't know. The other views very clearly claim its existence or non-existence.
Now, for us to say fair, there should be no evidence, no rational deduction, no signs in our hands. This time we can say that it is fair, but when we look at the universe, wherever we look, we can see evidence in everything about the existence of a creator, Allah. Do you think this makes sense? A mother constantly feeds her child, takes care of him, meets all his needs from infancy to adulthood. Then when the child grows up, he says, "I do not see compassion materially, therefore I cannot know whether my mother is compassionate. I can never know this. I can't speak for sure about that." Now, should we call this child fair or unfair? How can you say that your mother is not compassionate because you didn't physically see her compassion? In other words, when everything in the universe is already telling us about Allah, and we see everything, do we call it fair or unfair?
How can you be 100% sure about the existence of Allah? Even if it's one in a million, don't you have any room for error?
No room for error, because while everything shows me the existence of Allah, I know with certainty that there are impossibilities regarding His non-existence. For example, we already talked about His existence. Do you want to talk about why His non-existence is impossible? For example, in His absence, there will be many contradictions. One of them is the judge-convict dilemma. Something cannot be a judge and a convict at the same time. For example, when we look at a building, it is made of bricks, right? The bricks are all the same. They are made from the same substance. Now, when I look at these bricks, if I do not accept an external architect, then these bricks can't stack themselves. This is because a brick must dominate each of the other bricks, absolute judge, and at the same time, be the absolute convict to each of them. Why? Otherwise, who will give the command and who will execute the order? Which brick will control the others? How can it take orders from others at the same time? So, like in this example, since there is a judge-convict dilemma, when I think of atoms in a situation where there is no creator, each atom must be the absolute judge and also the absolute convict, so that it can perpetuate this process across the whole universe and manage the system. But this is a contradiction. So each atom is a convict. There must be a creator, as in the example of an architect who manages each of them. We could talk a lot about this subject, but as I said, there is a time issue.
What would you say to those who say you believe in a God that you created in your mind, and all of these are just your perceptions?
Now, science is subject to knowledge, so if there is information, then the reality does not change. Changing my perception or changing my mind will not affect reality. For example, I closed my eyes and thought there was a tray here, not a table. Now, changing my knowledge, changing my perception, did not affect reality. Likewise, we are not talking about an illusion in the universe anyway. We are talking about many material features that we see. We talk about every part of the universe and then we prove the creator. Now, about a person's perception, he can say yes or no and make something up in his mind, but reality will not change because this is a matter accepted by everyone and witnessed by the universe itself. So the existence of a creator is obvious. It doesn't change according to the perception of the person. This is not very sincere anyway, because then one has to say everything is perception and not move at all. For example, a person eats when he is hungry. He doesn't stop eating and say this is just a perception. Or similarly, he resorts to medicine when he's sick. He doesn't say this is perception. All of these are perceptions. So when it comes to the creator, to Allah, it seems as if there is a trick of the devil and people are being deceived.
Does the delusion of God's non-existence make people leave the religion? Does it make them agnostic?
As the name suggests, this issue is a delusion. It isn't a thought coming from the person's will, it's just in the brain. This does not harm his faith, does not make a person leave the religion. We can give you an example. Take a Barcelona fan. Now, if the Real Madrid anthem is always playing in this person's head, would they become a Real Madrid fan? Of course not. It's just a tune that involuntarily plays in their head. It wouldn't change their mind. And similarly, whispers from the devil such as, what if God doesn't exist? What if this is not true? These uncontrollable thoughts would not change that person's mind and make him leave the religion. Unless the person accepts, adopts, and spreads it, there would be no problem. The important thing is to know that this is a delusion and to research the evidence within Islam.
That's all for our questions. Next time there will be more difficult questions. As I said before, there are no hard questions. There are only questions with unknown answers.